With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The backdrop of Robert McNeil's novel Burden of Desire is the explosion of a cargo ship carrying munitions at Halifax, Nova Scotia. It was 1917.
On that day, December 6th, a cargo ship that had been loaded in Brooklyn, New York, with high explosives destined for France, comes into the harbor,
where it collides with another ship. Aviation fuel had been stored on the arriving ship's deck.
And the sparks from the collision ignite that, and it burns spectacularly for about 20 minutes.
The crew abandons the ship, now a time bomb, as the people of Halifax gather at their windows to watch the spectacular blaze, which erupts into a horrendous explosion.
It is the biggest man-made explosion before Hiroshima.
2,000 people died. 9,000 were hurt by the blast.
And it destroys 2.5 square miles of a city of 55,000 people. It's the biggest impact of the First World War in terms of violence on this continent.
As bodies are pulled from the rubble, a blizzard dumps 30 inches of snow on Halifax.
My grandfather, who was a dentist, was one of those who got a sleigh and a horse and went around collecting clothing and blankets to take to the homeless.
Years later, the Halifax explosion was of keen interest to scientists.
Well, Robert Oppenheimer studied the Halifax explosion in trying to calculate what the effects of an equivalent in nuclear power would be when they first dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
The explosion in Robert McNeil's novel punctuates the story of two men, one an Anglican priest, the other a psychologist. Robert McNeil writes with a sure hand with Burden of Desire, now a Dell paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Television's Robert McNeil has written 4 nonfiction books, but Burden of Desire is his first novel. McNeil, who once aspired to be an actor, had been trying to write fiction for years.
But I always wanted to be a storyteller, even when I was a reporter and as a journalist. I've always enjoyed telling stories.
Robert McNeil says that in his love affair with words, he is, in a way, living out the fantasies of his late father.
My father died at 53, quite young, and he wanted to be a writer. His model was Hemingway, and it just didn't work out for him. But he put enormous value on books. Books were the one things he had, even when he couldn't afford anything else.
To launch Burden of Desire, Robert McNeil returned to his native Halifax, Nova Scotia, where the story is set.
I was signing books in a bookstore, and I looked up, and there was somebody who looked very familiar. And suddenly her name came back to me, and it was the first date I'd ever had, and I had been her first date when we were 13.
Robert McNeil is now co-producer of TV's McNeil Lair NewsHour. A Canadian who lives in New York, McNeil considers himself an American.
One ingredient of Canadian nationalism, like a lot of South Americans, they sort of resent, when they think about it, which isn't very often, the U.S. appropriation of the term American, because we're all American.
Burden of Desire by Robert McNeil is about three people caught up in the aftermath of a deadly explosion in Halifax. Now a Dell paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.